All right, I'd like to tell you about almost a fever dream-like trip. At least the first 12 hours of it were, or 24 hours of it were, this past weekend. It started last Friday night, and I was really fortunate to be a part of an awesome yearly event now. It's called Do It for Dirt. There's a golf tournament, and then there's a concert out at Texas Live. And my band, the Bird Dogs, was asked to open for two local legends, Rhett Miller of the Old 97s, good friend of the ticket, and Josh Weathers, another local singer-songwriter who's played at Jub Jam, incredible singer. And they did a song swap back and forth. We opened for them, and it was really cool. And the cause itself was after Richard Durrett suddenly passed 11 years ago in 2014, the Rangers, a number of sportscasters, got together and tried to do something for the Durrett family because they had such a devastating loss. And starting the next year, John Daniels, by the way, was on this station with the Hardline last Friday talking about this. The Rangers have always been really involved in this, this charity. But since then, the family the next year told the organizers, hey, you know, we're good. Richard and I, we plan for our future. That's what his widow said. And she very graciously said, let's help other families. And so since 2014, they have helped more than 300 families. They raised $300,000 on Friday, and it adds to their $3 million that they have raised over the last 11 years.
Wow.
That is an amazing cause and just incredible work. And then thanks to Emily Jones, who then turned around, and I tell this story on North Texas Giving Day, the Do It for Durrett Foundation gave $1,000 to the Senior Source because the Bird Dogs were a part of this.
Oh, how
very
cool.
Very small part of this. So
that's great.
Thank you to Emily and all the folks at Do It for Durrett. I couldn't stick around for this incredible back and forth of two of my favorite artists, Rhett Miller and Josh Weathers, because I had to catch a plane to Nebraska. I had committed to the Do It for Durrett a long time ago, and then my son was hired at Houston Christian, and the schedule comes out, and little Houston Christian is playing Nebraska last Saturday. And you never know where your football journey is going to take you. And so I told him, I said, you know, you may be in stadiums like this all the time at some point, but this may be the only time you ever coach in a Big Ten stadium I've been before, but not as a fan. So I decided to go. So I had a 9:30 flight. We played at 7:30, finished up around 8:15. So I've got to get to the airport, and they say, 15 minutes before your plane takes off till about 9:15, I guess, is the time I have to make this flight. Here's a little side story. I've got something going on with my left foot. I've since found out after going to the doctor this week, an orthopedic surgeon yesterday, it's just another bout of plantar fasciitis.
Okay.
I thought it was a plantar facial tear like Sean McVay had, because it felt different this time. It's really painful. And because of that, if I'm on my feet for a long time, like playing a gig, walking back and forth to the stage and an area where we were trying to stay cool because it was a really hot night, my foot is killing me. So as I'm making this run to the airport, I've got about, from Arlington to DFW, I don't know, I've got probably a 15, 20-minute drive, but it's almost 8:30 by the time I'm leaving Arlington, so it's close. By the time I get to DFW, I get out and notice that my foot is absolutely killing me. And I've got to walk from, had to find a parking space, which is not easy, then walked inside the terminal, and right there is security. I'm good.
Okay.
So I go through this zigzag back and forth, each step just excruciating, like a knife's going into my heel. I get up to the dude in the blue shirt, and he goes, we're closed. What do you mean you're closed? This is just for airport personnel now. You're going to have to go use the other one.
Really?
How far is that? It's about a 10-minute walk. Oh, my gosh. Well, that would have been good information before you saw me walking through the zigzag thing for, I don't know, 2 minutes or so. Yes. Thanks. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. So I start walking, and I must have looked like hell. It was hot at Texas Live. I'm in a panic. My hair's kind of messed up. I've changed clothes. And two women who worked for the airport said, because I asked them, I said, how far down is the next security? And they said, oh, it's about gate. They threw out a gate number. I can't remember what it was, 20 or something. And they looked at me, and she kind of looked at me up and down. She said, sir, do you want me to call 911? I said, no, I'm fine. I'm just trying to make my plane. And I hobbled off. I make a turn. I go, God, there's still no security. Where is
That's
this?
That's when you know you're not at your best.
Someone offers to call 911.
Just your appearance makes people offer to call 911.
It's like, man, I must look like hell. So I round the corner, and I still don't see it. And I'm walking, and then I'm walking up on this family, and the guy in the middle of this family looks really familiar, and it's Rick Renner of sportscasting fame, Fox Sports Net. And he said, hey, George, what's going on? I said, hey, Rick. He goes, what's wrong? And I said, well, I'm trying to catch a flight. I've got just minutes, and I can barely walk. Are you okay? Do you need a wheelchair? And I said, no, I'm fine. I'm good. And I didn't spend any time talking to Rick. I just blew right by
wheelchair. Poor Rick.
So then I round the next corner, make the plane by 5 minutes or so. So I'm just on the plane, just decompressing and still sweating, you know. And the flight attendant came to me and she said, sir, are you okay? Are you feeling bad?
Should I call 911?
She didn't offer to do that. But then I get to Nebraska, flew into Omaha, and I find out that the walk from the terminal, it's a pretty small airport, but the walk from the terminal to the cab rideshare area, it's got to be a mile. So I'm walking, carrying my bag, get there. It's hot. It's still hot in Nebraska. It's 80-something degrees.
And they didn't have those little Walmart scooters available for people
in
the airport?
They did. I also passed a couple of wheelchairs, and I thought about it. I thought, no, I'm going to keep going. Get to the rideshare thing, and there was no rideshare lined up, but there was a couple of taxis. And I thought, well, by the time I call rideshare, I'll just get in a taxi. This was the biggest hunk of junk, 20-year-old car with a ripped-up back seat that he'd put a sheet over. It smelled like a barn. And he said, yeah, I'll give you a ride. There's an airport tax. It's going to be $90. $90? Wow. We're just going like 15 miles, or not even 15 miles, like 15 minutes. Yes, and you need to pay now. Well, shouldn't you get me there first before I pay? No, I'll pay now. So I pay now, and it's $90, and here we go. And
prepaying for a ride.
Yeah. Huh. And the car is so out of balance, and there's something wrong with the front right wheel that once we get it up to 55, every time that part of the tire goes by, it... biggest hunk of junk I ever rode in. Anyway, so we go the next day. We got all sorts of family up there. We go to the game. People couldn't have been nicer. But again, it's a mile walk from our parking space to the stadium that we walk all the way around and go up. It was a tough game. We knew it was going to be a tough game. The people in Nebraska couldn't have been nicer. Hey, welcome to Nebraska. Where are you from? You know, why are you here? Is your son play for the team? No, he actually coaches on the team. Then they would engage in conversation. Yeah, he's the special teams coach and all that. So then I get back. The final score is 59-7. They gave him, you know, they gave him a better look than Akron, which right. got beat 77-0 the week before. Matt Rhule said some nice things about him after the game, about their competitive spirit and all that. And then I get back and I'm alerted to this. This is what Brian Jones said on CBS Sports during their halftime show.
Maybe for next week against Nebraska, who's got Dylan Raiola finding game key here, BJ.
Game key, former Kentucky Wildcat. Man, we knew this was going to be a cakewalk for Nebraska. Yeah, go ahead and celebrate. You're beating up on Houston Christian. They wearing out my man Blake Dunham's special teams there for Houston Christian. Superstar, big fella. The athlete. That's a he's gonna strip an Indian man.
I think he's
play is over.
That's so he gave Blake a shout out. That was cool on
That's
national
awesome.
TV.
Had to confuse his co-host yeah, there.
Like, what? We're showing a defensive highlight. We're not even showing a special teams play.
Are you tied in with the special teams at Houston Christian?
By the way, teams hung in there until a 38-yard punt return at the end, but they didn't score. They didn't house anything, and They hung in there.
That's great, Brian.
Yeah, that was really cool. Thank you, Brian, for giving my son a shout-out. So then that evening, I'm watching the Texas game. We go to a sports bar, and I'm watching that. And then I texted Craig Way at halftime because it was such an ugly first half. I said, man, what is going on with Arch? And he, you know, said, I don't know what's going on. It's a really rough first half. And he said, by the way, Rick Renner texted me and said that he saw you limping through the airport. Are you okay? And he said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. So the next day when we flew out, my wife and I were flying out early the next morning. And again, my foot is just killing me. I got that same mile walk from rideshare all the way to the gate terminal. At least three times I was offered by an airport personnel.
Oh, no.
To, sir, do you want a wheelchair?
Why aren't you just taking them up on the offer?
Because I'm not ready for a wheelchair.
You are making everyone else uncomfortable now.
I'm not ready for a wheelchair yet.
Pride going to get you, George.
Yes, that's right. It may be, but I did not, even though I was offered three different times, sir, really, it's a long walk.
You should have had a fun time for the disabled.
I know, and I thought about it, but I didn't do it, and my heel's better, but that was a wild 24 hours that involves all those people, Rhett Miller, Rick Renner, Brian Jones, and an offer to call 911.
Man, that is a wild day and a wild trip.